Tom Helmer here with head coach Chris Creighton. It is media day. It feels good. It feels somewhat normal to be back at Ford Field and everybody around and talking. Yeah. Does it feel good?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a tiring day and whatnot, but it definitely marks like, hey, the football season is almost here. You know, you think about it, you're counting the days down, but you come and you see everybody and you're talking about the team and all of that. And so it definitely accentuates how soon it is.
Let's talk about the team. How are you feeling about this 21 squad?
I love our team. I do. It's been fun being with them, and not being away from them. And I think that our guys are really determined. We don't want to be the same as we were last year, even though it's the, same group of guys. But we want to be different than we were. We feel as though, we finished strong and we're on a really good trajectory. And if we'd played six more games, could have felt really good about it. Nonetheless, we didn't achieve what we wanted to, and even in a short, season. And so we want to be different this year. And we've taken that really seriously, and we've worked on that ever since early January. And so it's going to be fun to see how that, comes to fruition.
What is the secret sauce when you think about your team and what it's going to take to be back here at Ford Field on December 4th for the conference title game?
I think we have the intangibles. I really do. I think we have the senior leadership. I think that we have, the chemistry. We have the desire, the work ethic, the receptivity to coaching. I think we've got to run the ball better. We've got to be stingier versus the run. We have to take the ball away more, and we have to take care of it. That's what I really believe, that's what it will take.
One of the great things, too, is when you guys smash that cinder block wall against St. Francis and come onto the field, there's going to be fans. There's going to be a band waiting for you on the other side.
No doubt. Hey, listen, I can't wait, for that. I really can't. And I know people can't wait, I think our golf outing was an indicator. It's something that we had to cancel the year before, and things sold out well before it ever had sold out before. People were just excited about getting back together, So I think Friday night, September 3rd, in the factory is going to be a huge party. I really do. 2 years of players' families have not met each other.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable when you think about that. 2/5 of our team's families have not even done this yet together. And so when I say that it's going to be a celebration, and that there's going to be genuine excitement, I think there's going to be on a couple different levels. One is just being able to do that and to be there in that venue with those people. And then, of course, getting to watch college football and watch, their sons, or for our fans, watch their team play. It's just going to be an electric night.
Because the bummer is we had the bowl game here against Pitt at Ford Field, and I talked to so many alumni and Eastern Michigan fans. They said, that was awesome. It was fun. It was great to see those people. I can't wait to go to the first game next fall. And then that never happened. That's so right. It's been this long waiting period to come back.
Yeah, well, I know our marketing people are getting a hold of, all those people that you were talking to, right, and making sure that they know we're playing on Friday night, September 3rd, and, five other dates outside of that. And, last year we spent the whole time saying to our guys, it doesn't matter, right, if there's fans or not. We got to play at a high level. Well, it does matter.
Right.
It does matter, we're going to play whether there's a lot or there's a little. We're going to play at a high level, but it does matter. It brings energy. It's a great environment. It's fun. They're a part of it. Yeah. And so I can't wait to have them back.
Would you consider this your most experienced team because so many players are coming back? You had that six-game season. You have so many veterans, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I think that's true for virtually everybody in college football. So, we have 24 or 25 starters back. And then we've been recruiting, obviously, and guys that are incoming freshmen, and then guys who have some years underneath their belt. And so we definitely will be the most experienced team, that I've ever coached. However, again, I think that nearly everybody in the country can say that.
I know I speak for all the Eastern Michigan fans, but I'm pumped. I just can't wait for September 3rd. It's going to be great, Coach. I know I'm excited, and we look forward to the product you guys are going to put on the field this season.
Yeah, can't wait to see you again there. And for everybody who's coming, can't wait to see you.
All right, thank you. Chris Creighton, head coach, Eastern Michigan football.